lends a hand to a brother. When a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on their knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. Heaven is happening here on earth.
I said heaven is happening here on earth.
Heaven is happening, the Guardians Quartet. Our featured artist today is the Kingsmen from their new project, Unstoppable God. Tenor singer Thomas Nally has a personal reason why the song Praying for the Prodigal is so special to him.
We've all, you know, been that prodigal child. We've all been the one who strayed away and who's returned with loving arms, you know. And for me specifically, you know, my brother recently was sentenced to 14 years in prison. And I remember the first time playing this song for my mom. We kind of kept it under wraps, you know, and not really played it for many people, but she's mom, you know, and I remember I said, hey, I think you're really going to like this song. And she just filled up with tears, you know, and she's like, this is Brandon.
That's Thomas Nally. The song is called Praying for the Prodigal. Here are the Kingsmen.
You bow your head time and again, hope that God's still listening. With tears you've asked for, bring him back, yet the wandering one's so far from that. Well, grace has never known a hopeless cause. Unceasing pleading moves the heart of God.
Keep praying for the prodigal, keep waiting for a miracle, keep looking down the narrow road
to see the sun come running home.
Keep hoping he will turn around, go boldly to the Father now, even when it seems impossible.
Keep praying for the prodigal.
From their project Unstoppable God, Praying for the Prodigal. The album is mostly new music, but they have gone back and freshened up on a few Kingsmen classics.
We recut I Just Stopped By on My Way Home from 1991, and Ray came in and just nailed the whole song.
That's Alan Kendall, and here are the Kingsmen with I Just Stopped By on My Way Home.
My life has been blessed in so many ways with family and friends day after day. But I can't stay here. Soon I'll be gone, 'cause I just stopped by on my way.
I just stopped by on my way home. We have more of the Kingsmen coming up, and in just a moment, a spotlight visit with the Griffith family.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
About 9 minutes now after the hour of 7 o'clock, moving right along on Country and Community, WRCO. And so be sure to stay tuned today. We got some great programs coming your way. And that will be continuing on throughout the day. We have Gospel Greats. And then this evening, I'll be back with Old Country, 6 to the midnight hour, playing those country classics as we've grown to love and enjoy every Sunday night. And we got a great program for you, if I do say so myself. The Milwaukee Brewers right now sitting at 2-6 in spring training play. Their next action today is against Arizona with a 2:10 first pitch time. In the local sports yesterday, two local teams' journey in the WIAA Boys Tournament came to an end. And that was both River Valley and the Ithaca Bulldogs. Both teams saw their journeys end. Potosi defeating Ithaca 79-62, while Wisconsin Dells took down River Valley 79-35. We'll have more on sports coming up during part of our morning news here on the radio.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our spotlight artist of the week is the Griffith family, a husband and wife team, Tony and Julie Griffith, along with their children, Caleb and Jaden. Caleb plays drums, and Jaden switches between alto and soprano with her mom. They make their home in Sylacauga, Alabama. The group is Southern Gospel, but they've been working with many different genres.
We were out with Jason Crabb a bunch, and then we did some stuff with Guy Penrod, and then we ended up doing the Shenandoah stuff. We were out with Shenandoah. We did T. Graham Brown. We did Rhonda Vincent. Like, we were working all kinds of... It wasn't just the Southern Gospel world.
That's Tony Griffith. His wife Julie is featured on this song that you may recall from a few years back, Now I Can Sing.
I was sitting in the silence of my shame. So distracted by the noise of my mistakes, till I heard your tender voice call out my name, and everything changed. Feel the jubilation in the air. As the sound of heaven fills the atmosphere.
With Now I Can Sing. Tony Griffith says the group has had many opportunities to expand into different genres.
Our goal and our biggest mission, we've always been afraid that if we got too involved in the business that we would lose the focus of the ministry side of things. And that is the most important thing for us. So we just want to make sure that we never lose that.
That's Tony Griffith. Here's the Griffith family on this big ballad, It Took the Cross.
What would it take to break down the walls around my heart? What would it take to just bring some light into the dark? What would it take to right the wrongs I have done for so long? What would it take? What would it take? It took the cross. It took the cross. It took the only Son of God lifted up. This is the place where I found grace, where death lies defeated in the grave. It took the cross. What would it take to bear all my shame, to let me be free? What would it take to cancel this space that stands in between? My Savior's death, He gave it all, nothing left. My life to save, He found a way. So help me never forget. So help me never forget.
The Griffith Family. They have a new single out that's called A Bad Day Makes a Good Song.
One of the lines goes back to an old country tune, and it says, no one knew what to say. Basically, when they put her in the ground, nobody knew what to say. And they said, well, I guess he stopped loving her today. And then the second verse, it talks about he wondered, you know, whether or not he should have done all the things that he did. He questioned himself, and he wondered if he should have taken the chance. But then he realized he would have had to miss the dance, which is another
country song reference.
But where it gets beautiful is, you know, the chorus says, sometimes a bad day makes a good song, sometimes a heartbreak, and the right words fall. Strike the right chord and the world sings along. So, but then it goes into the bridge and it talks about people laughing at someone, and some laughed, some cried, and some even cheered. But as the precious drops of blood were falling from his face, they helped to form the gift of his amazing grace. So, I mean, Jesus had a really bad day, but if it weren't for the bad day that he had, none of us would be sitting in this room talking the way that we're talking. We wouldn't be going, I mean, we wouldn't be so happy. I mean, Lord, how many songs have been written about Job? So Bad Day Makes a Good Song.
That's Tony Griffith, and here is the Griffith Family with A Bad Day Makes a Good Song.
They were gathered at the church to see him one more time, to pay their last respects and say goodbye. The day was dark and misty, just like a movie scene, as they closed the pine wood door and hung the wreath. In a moment of silence, no one knew what to say. Then someone said, I guess he stopped loving her today. Sometimes a bad day makes a good song. Sometimes a heart breaks and the right words fall. Strike the right chord and the world sings along. Sometimes a bad day makes a good song. He was standing at the window, staring at the sky, wondering why his love said goodbye. He could still feel the pain when he thinks about the good, and he questions would he change it if he could. He regretted for one moment that he ever took the chance. Then he realized he would have had to miss the dance. Sometimes a bad day makes a good song. Sometimes a heart breaks and the right words fall. Strike the right chord and the world sings along. Sometimes a bad day a good song. He was looking at the people through his lonely tears. Some laughed, some cried, some even cheered. And the precious drops of blood running down his face helped to form the gift of his amazing.
A good song, the Griffith Family. You can find out more about them on social media or visit them online at griffithfamilymusic.com. More coming up with the Kingsmen Quartet in just a moment. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Indeed. Looking at today, well, right now, yes, it is cloudy, maybe even a little foggy, just a little bit. But otherwise, we're at 47 already and expecting to see maybe another day where we're in the record high area. Yesterday, we tied it. Today, we're expected to see highs of around 71. So if it does get to be to that, then yes, we would beat it. Our record high this day, 67, set back in 1983. So yeah, it should be. Hopefully we'll see some sunshine as well. Southeast winds, well, could be a little windy, around 15 to 25. By tonight, lows around 38. Southeast winds 5 to 10, partly to mostly cloudy, and a 30% chance for some spotty showers. Maybe a brief thunderstorm. Monday, mostly cloudy. Periods of light rain likely. Highs in the lower 50s, still warm. And Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny highs of 52. Today, the 40 at 8 holding its all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage breakfast. That is going on right now. And that will continue until 12:30 at the American Legion, Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. Water and milk is also available. There will be a free will donation. Proceeds going toward nursing training scholarships. Also, the Richland County Veterans Memorial Benefit Dance will be today from 1 to 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. The event also will include raffles and a silent auction. A $10 donation is requested to attend.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. The Kingsmen are the featured artist, and we have more coming up with them in just a moment. Right now, 11th hour with Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father, well, it's 2 a.m. I know we talked a while ago, oh, but here I am again. I hope I'm no bother, but I'm wide awake. I've got a lot on my mind, and all I know is you're the only one up this late. I hope you don't mind listening for a little while, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, I've done all I can, and the only rest that I'm gonna find is if I leave it in your hands. And Lord, I wonder, some way, somehow, that you'll remind me of where I've been and how you work things out. 'Cause all I've got is faith right now, dear Heavenly Father. And I know that you hear me, and I know that you care. And there's something deep inside that tells me you're already there. So I'm sorry when I struggle, and I'm sorry when I know you won't.
just pray harder. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, yes, I know that you hear me, and I know that you care, and there's something deep inside that tells me you're already there. So I'm sorry when I struggle, and I'm sorry when I doubt, 'cause never have you failed me, and I know you won't start now. So until I see you move, I'll just pray harder. Heavenly Father, well, it's 2 a.m. I know we talked a while ago. Oh, but here I am again.
Dear Heavenly Father, that's 11th Hour. The Kingsman's new project, Unstoppable God, has been in our focus this week. Thomas Nally and Cole Watson talk about one of the group favorites on the project.
Yeah, it's fun, but it also has just an amazing message.
It does.
You know,
it
talks about, you know, what we all are guilty sometimes. You know, it says, I don't know why I keep looking back, wrestling with my broken past. Lord knows I've had enough of that, and it's about time. You know, and it goes into just a fun course, and it's like, forget about all that.
Oh, yeah.
You're a soul set free.
That's it.
Because,
you know, we can all dwell on our past and dwell on the wrongs that we've done and dwell on the bad things, the doom and gloom. But then God reminds us, hey, you know, you have nothing to worry about. If you're a child of God and you accept me, Christians should be the happiest people in the world. And that's this song. We all should be.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we're gonna dwell on the past sometimes. We're going to get in that little funk, right? But again, God reminds us, hey, you have nothing to worry about.
That's Cole Watson and Thomas Nally. Here are the Kingsmen with Soul Set Free.
Don't know why I keep looking back, wrestling with my broken past. Lord knows I've had enough of that, and it's about time I finally lay it all to rest. Start looking at what's ahead. It's who I was ain't who I am, and I'll testify. I'm a soul set free, forgiven and redeemed, walking in victory every minute, every moment, every day. It's only by God's good grace this sinner's heart's been changed ever since love got a hold of me. Things look a little different now since you turned my life around. I don't deserve it, there ain't no doubt, but I can't deny everything he's done to me. It's a beautiful mystery. Though he's still working on me, I'm living my best life. I'm a soul set free, forgiven and redeemed, walking in victory every minute, every moment, every day. It's only by God's good grace this sinner's heart's been changed ever since love got a hold of me. I'm a soul set free. Change ever since love got a hold.
set free. I'm a soul set free.
Soul Set Free, the Kingsmen Quartet. 19-year-old Brady Jones from Morgantown, Kentucky, has recently joined the group as a bass vocalist. Radine Reese is still doing fine, but has decided to scale back some on his travel. He's been with the Kingsmen from the very beginning, and many people don't know that he's had several bouts with cancer, but he's overcome and doing well.
I was asking the doctor, I said, well, what do you think? He said, I told him I was expecting to live about, I was going to live about 98, 99. He said, well, I can tell you this, if you live that long, you'll die with something else besides cancer.
On the album Unstoppable God, Alan Kendall talks about a song featuring Radine Reese.
I've been with Ray right at 6 years now, and I've heard him sing Ever Been Glad, and Still I Climb, Prodigal Son, you know, record all those in the studio. And even though he's getting some age on him now, 84 years young, I told him, I said, Ray, this is the, when it comes to feel of the lyric, I said, it's the best I've heard you do since I've been with the group.
That's Alan Kendall, and here are the Kingsmen with The God Who Never Changes.
When I got up from the altar, I thought his work was done. But little did I know the miracle had just begun. Looking back at where I met him and where I am today, I still rejoice in watching all the old things pass away.
With The God Who Never Changes. They've been our featured artists today. Coming up in just a moment, Billy Blackwood with a word from God's Word.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
19 minutes away from the 8 o'clock hour, our morning news right around the corner as well. Over on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7, it'll be Brewers baseball today in spring training. The Brewers right now sitting at 2-6 so far in spring training. Granted, it is only really the preseason, but nonetheless, hopefully they'll have a strong showing today. They'll be taking on Arizona, a 2:10 first pitch time. Again, you can hear the game on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. In local sports yesterday, in WIAA Boys High School Tournament Basketball Regional Finals, we had a couple of local teams take part. It was Potosi, though, defeating Ithaca 79-62 in Division 5. In Division 3, Wisconsin Dells came away the victor over River Valley 79-35. It's 47 degrees. Could be seeing a record high today. Highs expected to be in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 15 to 25. Otherwise, sunny to partly cloudy. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. A 30% chance for some spotty showers, maybe even a brief thunderstorm. Lows down to around 38. And then Monday, we start out a brand new week, the first full week for the month of March. Mostly cloudy. Periods of light rain likely. Highs of 53. It is 47 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Billy Blackwood has a word from the Bible in just a moment. Right now, the latest from the Troy Burns family. It won't be today.
These old hands ain't what they used to be, with a hammer and a nail. These old eyes ain't 20/20, seeing every detail. I admit sometimes I wonder how I'll make it through the day. Body's worn and weary, I'm glad that I can say
I can still raise my hands and praise the Lord above. I can still read my thank Him for His love. I can still bend my knees at an altar and pray. There may come a day when I can't say I love Him, but it won't be today. He held me close through pain and tears. There's no way I could repay Him for all He's done for me. And until I draw my last breath, I want the world to see.
I can still raise my hands and praise the Lord above. I can still read my Bible and thank Him for His love. Day when I can't say I love Him, but it won't be today.
It won't be today, the Troy Burns family. Billy Blackwood challenges us to take a new look at a familiar passage from God's Word.
There are verses in my Bible that have come to mean more to me than life itself. They are so important and so profound and are really more crucial to life than oxygen and food. They are oxygen and food for our souls and our spirits. Many, many people can quote John 3:16, and for good reason. It is the most profound and wonderful scripture, perhaps in the New Testament, perhaps even in the whole Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But I personally believe that verse 17 should be just as popular as John 3:16. The sentence really doesn't end with 16, but it goes on to 17 to say, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." That is the promise. That's the promise. God loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die in our place.
That's Billy Blackwood, and here are the Blackwood Brothers with Take a New Look at an Old Book.
Take a new look at an old book and see the things you might have missed so long ago. From the first page on through the last page, the Bible tells you everything you'll ever need to know. Just read the part where Jesus said He's coming back someday, how He gave His life to save us, and there is no other way. Take a new look at an old book and see what God Almighty has to say.
It off and seek the Lord, and He'll give you so much more of the treasures in His precious holy word. It has stood the test of time, yet its message still applies. You can trust that it is solid and secure.
Take a new look at an old book and see the things you might have missed so long ago. First page on through the last page, the Bible tells you everything you'll ever need to know. Just read the part where Jesus said He's coming back someday, how He gave His life to save us, and there is no other way. Take a new look at an old book and see what God Almighty has to say.
Of His grace that will give you hope today, like fresh manna straight from heaven to your soul.
Never changing, always true, it will take you safely through.
When the winds of troubled times begin to blow,
begin to blow. Take a new look at an old book and see the things you might have missed so long ago.
From the
first page on through the last page, the Bible tells you everything you'll ever need to know.
Just read the part where Jesus said
he's coming back someday. Save us, and there is no other way. Take a new look at an old book and see what God Almighty has to say. Take a new look at an old book and see what God Almighty
Brothers with Take a New Look. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Kingsmen. You can find out more about the group by visiting them on social media or on their website, KingsmenQuartet.com. All of the music heard on the program today is available at SingingNewStore.com. Again, that's SingingNewStore.com. If you'd like to make a request, please call us at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be the Irwins.
But I feel like instead of the people sitting there and listening to us sing, they're going to be able to stand up and worship and sing along with us.
The Irwins coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balkum. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Someday soon I will wake up to find the troubles and cares of this life are behind. I'll be singing with the saints on the streets of gold, over in glory land. Oh yes, over in glory land. Someday soon I will wake up to find the troubles and cares of this life are behind. I'll be singing with the saints on the streets of gold, over in glory land. Oh yes, over in glory land.
I've been waiting for the woman.
I've been watching the sky,
patiently awaiting, anticipating
for him to take me to my home on high.
My house is in order and I'm ready to go
when he calls me to that great by and by.
Life far behind, I'll be singing with the saints on the streets of gold, over in glory land. Oh yes, over in glory land.
There'll be no more heartache,
oh, there'll be no more worries in that land.
I will sing the song of the redeemed.
No more waiting, so strike up the band.
I know the day, the minute, or the hour,
but I know at his throne I will stand.